Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. It's been quite a year for Hartford's minor league baseball team after an inaugural season full of stadium blunders. Nonetheless, tonight, the AA Yard Goats wrap up their final homestand of the season with attendance approaching 400,000 for the year, the second best in their league. First, though, some history. The Yard Goats, 2 years ago, they played 12 miles away in New Britain as the Rockcats. And last year, they had to play all of their home games on the road because their $71 million stadium wasn't finished. To get a perspective on the team from the press box, literally, I met up with Dom Amore, a sports reporter for the Hartford Courant.
Well, I think that minor league baseball in many places, including New Britain, is really something for young families to go to. It's always been something for families with small children who don't want to spend the money to go to a major league game because the kids aren't going to remember it or necessarily be engaged in it. And they're going to fall asleep and you're going to take them home in the fifth inning. And usually by the seventh or eighth inning, even if it's a good game, there's nobody here. But this ballpark, located downtown near some high-end apartment buildings where a lot of young professionals live and near a lot of companies where young professionals work, has become a completely different kind of fan base. You have a lot of 20-somethings who come here, much the way they would go to a sports bar or a club, and fans in their 20s also understand kind of the ramifications of things that happen. For instance, the Rockies sent Chad Bettis here, who was making a comeback from testicular cancer, and he pitched a game here, and a lot of people recognized that and were interested in that.
So has there been a lot of talk still with the cost of the stadium in relationship to what it's doing to area businesses, to the city as a whole? Is there still any controversy there, or have people moved on?
No, people haven't quite moved on yet, and they probably never will. You know, it's a complicated, as most things are, issue on many fronts. Keep in mind, I'm a sports person. I've been all over the country covering sports, and I kind of have a feel for what sports can do for a city, what sports can do for a community. You know, what the Camden Yards did for Baltimore in that area of Baltimore, or what downtown Cleveland was like before the new stadiums were built there. So the quality of life that a stadium like this and a franchise like this can bring to a community is hard to put a price on. Now, I know that sounds kind of corny and hokey, but it's true. No two economists will give you the same theory on how much economic impact it has. Some will say it has almost none. Some will say it has quite a bit.
As a writer, you've had access to some of the players. What do you get from them about this being their home stadium?
Well, of course, many of them had to suffer through last year being on the road. Most of them will tell you, not only in terms of the playing field, but also the behind-the-scenes facilities, the space that they have back there. It's very major league. And the major leaguers who have come through here, or from other stadiums, it's the nicest park. I mean, it should be. I mean, it costs $71 million to build. Most minor league parks don't even cost $20 or $30 million. So it should be the best. But in that sense, they hit the mark in that the players, the opposing players, the major league players who come through here, you know, really love it, love being here.
You're coming to work for the final home game of the season, right? Not for fun.
I am coming to work, and not to be, you know, I know I've been pretty positive here, but to my one nitpick was that whoever designed the press box in this stadium did not take into account that people who cover the game need to be able to see it.
So are you in here or are you in the next one?
I'm in the next one.
Yeah.
And you have all these partitions up, and so you really can't see where I sit. Really, you can only see from about second base to the right. So you can't see the third baseman, the shortstop, the left fielder. The official scorer, who really needs to be able to see the game, has to rely on the TV monitor to be able to see the game, and so do we. So they are going to spend a little more money and, I believe, reposition and redesign the press box for next year so that we'll be able to see the game. But otherwise, you know, people often say there's not a bad seat in the house, and that's probably true. We have the only bad seats in the house.
Well, you didn't pay for those seats, though.
No, we did not pay for them. And honestly, all I ask is to be able to see the game. But other than that, They really knocked it out of the ballpark. It just took a long time to do it.
Don Amore covers sports for the Hartford Courant. The Yard Goats play their final home game of the season tonight. The only tickets left? Standing room only. This is New England Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Carrie Healy.